Okay, page 220, we're Siman Reish Gimel. Halacha Ches. Dovi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Tzinon Mevarach Ala Bayir Pri HaAdama. So a tzinon, which is a radish. So the bracha is Bayir Pri HaAdama. Now, is this a chiddush? Let's see. He says, Yedal. Right, so apparently a radish that stays on the tree too long, right, is going to turn very hard and inedible.
Not a tree.
It's meant to be eaten at the early stages. That's the ikar fruit. Now, I mean, again, so right, he brings down from the Kaf HaChaim that if it hardened, then it's inedible, so you don't make a brach on it. So I'm not sure what that means. Like, what are you eating exactly? I guess.
What is it? It's like the stem or something? I mean,
well,
it's like an eighth. I mean,
the hardness
is not a measure of eighthness, is it?
Well, something that becomes, I'm trying to think, there was a...
Turn into a tree.
No, eighth with wood, not tree.
It has to be wood.
It becomes hard as wood. And then it becomes
rock
hard.
But there's fruit. No, it's
no. Radish? Peanut.
Yeah.
Peanut gets very hard.
No, but you can... The shell, but we're talking about the whole radish. I'm trying to think. There is some sort of food...
Vegetable or fruit that tends to hard.
That when it gets very hard, it becomes...
Well, I'll tell you. Heart's a palm.
Well, I don't know what it's like when it's hard. Right, it gets a piece of wood. That is a tree.
It's a lulav.
So it gets to the point of being splintery or whatever. But since it was planted for this purpose, right, like I said, I don't know what... My guess is you could chew a piece off it. Like I said, it'll splinter like a piece of wood. And therefore make a hard over...
Overripe.
Not overripe. It's been on the... growing in the ground too long. Right? So, okay, no brach on that. But a regular radish is adam. Our radishes, which are bitter. They only eat them with bread. Those are different types of radishes. They're not considered so chashiv. And therefore you make a shakal. That you'd make a bar pri adama on those. Now again, I would imagine it's tied to the radishes. So the radishes that we have, David will attest to, right? Radishes, most radishes in the store are good, edible radishes. And therefore the issue is, I guess there are radishes that are not so good. But we know radish is a very popular popular snack food in Europe.
When we're talking about eights, a tree, it's like a tree thing, like a trunk and branches.
No, we're talking about a radish grows on the ground.
I know, but so you can say bari priya eights because...
No bari priya eights. Bari priya adama, but if it gets too hard, then there's no bracha.
Okay.
Because it becomes like an eights. Okay. Reish dal dinei habrachas liyeser ma'achalim uvo gimel sifim. What? So you gimel sifim. Okay. Now let me just see one thing. Dovi, I'm going to hang. How far are you away, Dovi? Dovi?
I ate a radish today. Plain.
Really? I assume you made a bari priya adama.
Well, it wasn't the only thing Hadam I had, but yes, I would have made Hadam on it.
You're a radish fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so he says, Kol Davar She'ing, page 220. Kol Davar She'ing Gidula Min Ha'aretz. If it doesn't grow in the ground, right? Meaning not in an eighth, Hadamah Kagum Basar Behema Chayev Ha'ov. Right? Animal products. Dogim, Beitzim, Chalav, Gvina. Right? Things that come from animals. Upas she'ifsha. Interesting, I guess get in there. bread that is moldy. V'tavshol shenishtanet tzurasov v'niskalkel, or a food that changed and now it is ruined, right? It's either overcooked, right? V'novlos, right? Shehein tamarim shebishlam u'srafam hachom v'yavshu, right? So it's dates that were cooked, and they got burnt, and they dried out. V'yal ha'govai, right? We'll see what that is, right? Locust. V'yal ha'melach, v'yal mei melach, right? Salt water. V'yal ha'marak, and on soup. V'yal kamenu pitrios, right? Mushrooms, truffles. V'yal kora, which according to Moshe is hearts of palm. Hagah, shehu ha'rach ha'nitosa b'ilim b'chol shana, right? So it's not really hearts of palm, but it's going to have the same possible halacha. Right, because again, it's this, you know, the tree when
why
it's
not hearts of palm?
Well, I don't know what hearts of palm. I don't know what hearts of palm actually is. It's the
not
inside of the tree.
Rebelski says hearts of palm.
He says the way the Rama says Yeshua Racha
Nitosa
B'ilim
Mechol Shana. That's hearts of palm. That's the Yeshua of the palm tree.
Is that what it is, or
yeah.
It's the actual?
No, it's not the inside of the palm tree.
Yeah? Okay,
yeah.
I have no idea. Okay.
What is it?
A new shoot of a palm tree. A shoot comes out of a palm tree. That's fresh.
Like the center part?
It's
a
shoot.
In light of the fact that I grew up with palm trees, I don't recall ever seeing shoots in palm trees.
Yeah, so
center, though.
That's how it grows. So everything grows when it grows.
It grows where? On the outside of the tree?
On the top.
What?
On the leaves, yeah.
Okay.
So that would become a lulav eventually?
Yeah. The base of it is the...
I'm saying it could be the young tree also.
Okay.
Somebody
look at it. What? Okay. Well, we'll have to go. We'll talk more about hearts of palm tomorrow. Then to arach anitos b'ilim chol shana shikorin palmetto. Right. So, like I said. So this is the crub. But also, when you look at all the brachas books, right, when they talk about hearts of palm, they're going to call it palmetto. Right. Similar to this word here. So, okay. So we'll assume it is. We'll have to see what hearts of palm is, but. Right, Belsky says it's this Korah stuff, and the other svarim we call the palmetto. Okay, so those are all shehakles. Okay, still no Lorenzo. Okay, let's go to the Mishnah Berurah.
What's lulav gefunen?
What?
We didn't get
this. Yeah. Oh, we didn't.
We didn't turn the.
No,
we're not turning the page yet.
Another whole page.
Just got to palmetto.
Right, we just got up to the palmetto.
Waiting to get to the shahakal part.
Oh, yeah, it's all shahakal.
Oh, right. Right. These are all.
Right.
These are all shahakal. Right. Let's just skip to the last two words. Mavar shahakal.
Okay, there you go. That's a wing.
Okay. Okay, so let's go. Pasha ipshav in this kalkal ksasai dezeh. So it became moldy, became a little ruined. Dilu in this kalkal gamre v'le chazil achilas adam im varachal of klam. Ukin kamele nitapshal. So again, moldy bread. Now, if you look, let's say in the Sharatzion in Aleph, he says, "Pashit Hanukish Ochel B'Makom Shenisapesh." Right, you're eating the moldy part. Diukishemotzi B'Hakikar Makom Shlo Nisapesh. Because if you're going to eat the non-moldy part, B'Vadim V'Rachamotzi V'Rachsamasa. Right, so you're talking about eating the moldy part of the bread. I don't know how moldy it has to be. You know, if it's a light layer of mold, right? Most people just scrape it off. So it has to be that the whole essence of that bread that you're eating is a moldy piece of bread, right?
You have to want it, right?
Right, so...
It's not desirable, you don't make a bread.
Well, then why are you eating it?
I don't know.
So, because it's 1942 and you're in the middle of, Poland and you're happy to have anything, moldy or not, and the question is what bracha do you make? So... Again, it's a little surprising that it's... That's why you have to understand what exactly it means that it's moldy bread. It's got to be really moldy through and through.
Not
right?
Too moldy, though.
But moldy enough, right. Not too not totally ruined, but... Right, so... Again, we live in a world of preservatives with freezers, right? You know, I guess one day we should just take a piece of bread and let it get moldy.
You see if people let that in the house.
And see what happens.
And who makes a brach?
Well, we'll see, right?
The science experiment.
Right, well, and we'll offer it to the cleaning lady. See if she eats it or not. She eats almost anything.
Not moldy bread.
We don't know.
Put some ketchup and cheese.
Just tell her it's some. Tell her it's some Mexican, spice. Okay, venis calcum. Right, so you have the moldy bread, or you have food that just got ruined. Now again, it's hard to know when exactly do you draw that line on a food that no longer tastes, gets ruined, right? So if it gets burnt, so if it gets burnt totally and like it's disgusting, so fine, no bracha. It gets like the burnt taste, so you taste a burnt taste to it, but people will eat it. So you drop it down to a shahakol. Right? What level does it have to get ruined? You know, we always have the famous line in our house about what would you rather have, burnt chalent or raw chalent?
Burnt ashes, right? Or raw, right? Beans.
So, they're both bad, so neither of them are edible. So,
but they're both not no bracha worthy.
Right? Let me make a bracha. But where do you draw your line on this kalkel that its mamish becomes a shahakol? Okay. Then you have gimel.
I mean, the case of tamarim, it doesn't seem like it's so crazy, right? When he's saying what it was so dried out.
Okay, so fine. So let's go to gimel. Shebishlam usrafam hainu idei sreifas achom is bashlu, right? It got hot and it got cooked. It is yapshu and they dried it out. Finished down the griusa. Right, again, it's not so posh. Where, how far does it have to go before it loses its shame? Right. So okay, and then he says Dalit Yalgovai Humin Chagavtar, right, a kosher grasshopper. Right, review that says that locust comes from klala aim of aklam. He holds you won't make any brach on it. Right. So the truth of the matter is, right, chagavim, right? So some svarim today still eat them. A lot of even Ashkenazim don't eat them at all. We don't have a Masora. Even with Reb Chaim Sefer on chagavim. Right, with the famous story where the needed to figure out what a certain grasshopper looked like, so it came dancing in on his table. Right, looked at it, then was able to be my eye in and finish the safer. I think it flew out and came back in again because he had another question. Right, so, but not that any Ashkenazi eats grasshoppers, and the Arachaim HaKadosh, right, already said that a lot of the Sephardic, people stop eating grasshoppers as well. Now, I don't know. I didn't go through his whole sefer on chagavim, but he wasn't matir grasshoppers to be eaten. He was just telling you the simanim.
I think he's just doing
derech lima.
He's doing halacha
on my side. Okay, so, but I guess for svardim, right, they eat grasshoppers, so the brach would be a shahako. Yal ha melach salt hol v'yeshlo mizel kol ponim hanok tzas kishnos nesoch piv. It does have some flavor.
Why is it different than pepper? Than black pepper and spices, she said. Are no bracha worthy?
The salt is so
fundamental. The rest of the salt we said was basically water, right?
No, so salt could be mine salt or it could be sea salt.
It's not
right? It doesn't make a difference here. It's a brachas.
Because
it gives you a little taste, but we also said on ground pepper, you also would make a.
We said not. It's not eating by itself, ever.
No. That's a whole dry pepper. We said if it's ground, you make a brach on it.
Uh-huh.
So a little piece of salt, like those certain boys did to get their. Right? Instead of looking for getting a chocolate chip, they got a piece of salt.
If
right?
That's part of the suit or not.
But I can't imagine it's not salt is not by machmas suda, right? Even though salt is mixed in with other, you mix it with your food, and you don't typically eat it plain, but it may still be a by machmas suda, right?
Therefore, Actually, if you stick fingers into salt and you eat it, it's good to help to remember. So maybe that's
right.
Salt.
But that doesn't mean that it's by Machzor Suda or not.
Not by Machzor, I'm saying that's why
but
it's chocolate.
In any case, the chocolate chip is a better option for many reasons than a piece of salt. Right? Salt must be like a shtick, like, okay, I don't have to ask the Balabayas for a chocolate chip. Everyone's got salt on the table. I can just dip my finger in. But it is a shahako. And then he says, then Valha Marak shall basar, right? It's a meat soup. Yilashal Paris Virakas tell you pluk dinesin raish base if you had vidalif. Right, there's a discussion about the soup that comes from cooked vegetables. There's a lot of different chilukim, but by Perus, we already said that Machlok is Rosh and Rajba, whether the soup of a Perus is a shahakal or a bar priya eitz.
That's later on, yeah.
Right, and we'll see about the vegetables. Okay, now, Zion, Kimein. Osen shemitzoyin tachas akarka v'nevroyin mishuman ha'aretz u'pitrios gedelim al ha'eitzim. Right, so he says, right, pitrios, which are really mushrooms, and kimein, which are truffles, or maybe it's the other way around, but we review pitrios as mushrooms. They grow on trees. I still remember in the bus station in Tel Aviv, there was a pizza store, and they had the signs for the pizza in Hebrew and English, and you know, the English side said, you want pizza with fungus. So you look at the Hebrew side, at least you can understand that says, okay, with pitriot. But, right, it's not clear what again, they're always viewed as truffles and mushrooms, but, and we'll see that those are things that, even though they seemingly grow from the ground, right, that's why it's a chiddush, they grow from the ground, but they don't really grow from the ground, therefore they're a shahakol. Right, he says the nivra mishuman hearts are like they grow off the so to speak the fat of the land, or they grow off the air.
Dew,
kind of moisture.
Moisture, right? But they're not growing from the ground. They just happen to be attached to the ground. And then he says shehu harach. So then we get to the korah, which is this soft sheldeko of the tree. Kishe anof of gedelim b'chol shana v'shana, when the branches grow. Hanos b'shanazu rach the v'chazi lachila. Right, these guys put when they rebound the deer shoes that mom's did in the middle of the words. Okay, so it's edible. B'shanashnia miskashe v'naase kaitz, and then the second year it becomes hard and you can't eat it. And this would explain, it would explain then. The shita that a heart to palm would be a pre, because technically it is an offshoot. It's not a, it's not the tree itself. Even though we say pre
it's
has
branch,
to be something
though.
That well,
it's the branch.
I understand, but at least
it's not like the date. The date is a.
I understand the date is a pre off the offshoot, but this is at least not it's not the tree itself. And it's the, and it could be it's the ikar fruit for some of these trees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then he says hanitosef that grows every year. Even though it grows from the ground, right? So again, if right, our hearts of palm case. Now again, one of the things we'll see is that this was not planted for hearts of palm. This was planted to probably have dates or coconuts or whatever was coming off of the these palm trees, right? So this is definitely a secondary growth. As opposed to the hearts of palm, which is why the whole discussion today, whether it gets up to a eitz or adama, is because it's actually planted for that. And what did Rybelski do?
He had a hard time making adama, hearts of palm, because the Gemara says the first shackle.
Right. Because it wasn't planted for that purpose. It's
in the time of the Gemara.
In the times of the Gemara. So therefore, it was troubling to make a... Anything other than a shahakol.
You don't want to make a hadama, even though the bracha really today would be hadama. You don't want to make a hadama because the Gemara says in the first that it's shahakol.
I'm just curious, so how do they serve? They put hearts of palm in front of them?
How do I know they didn't do it?
I'm just curious, people eat hearts of palm just straight?
Yeah.
Sure. You can't
straight out of the can?
Yum.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm saying. Okay. Yummy.
You caviar here, so you have
it. Hold on, they have borscht in the stonehouse, but they don't have hearts of palm?
We have hearts of palm all the time, but it's, they're salads.
Okay.
It's not right, so you can butterize off.
In some salads, it actually is the ikker. It's a hearts of palm salad where little pieces of corn and onion, tomato or avocado or whatever is just like the supplement to the So he says, and the Mishnah is explicit, even though it does grow from the ground, right? You make a shot. Mishnah is explicit because people don't plant it to eat this thing. Because if you're trying to get dates, well, you're eating your source of dates because the date, I guess, would grow from this, and therefore you have to, today where they grow it for the hearts of palm, they're not trying to grow it for the whatever fruit might come out of it. Right? You're removing the branches that are going to provide your fruit, so therefore that's not why they're planting it. They want it to harden and have a fruit for grow from it. Okay, so kasavataz, the kitnios rituben, dry or moist beans. Bishel ganosh in Israel al das lechachayin. They're meant to be eaten raw, mavarach bar priadama, afilo al sharbit and levad, even on the stalks. Damanas kein nizru, they're all meant to be eaten.
That's like peas, probably.
Maybe the pod.
I feel like peas, like snap peas, something like that.
Right, okay. That could be, right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, whenever I see kidneys and beans, I'm always thinking about, a kidney bean.
But he's saying not.
He's talking about moist beans that are actually edible, which could be, again, would be peas, right, snap peas, I don't know what other.
Oh, only green beans. I'm saying those things.
But, right. But it's not going to mean. It doesn't mean regular beans as we know it. And the almanaskin is rather planted to be eaten raw. I will shall saw those, but if it's in the fields, should darken lahanicha, she is yabshu, vilachim, if we shall need it more ripened. The varachal kitnias kishahain chayin, afilu kishahain retubin shahakal. Right? So then, you make a shahakal if they're raw, even if they're moist. Now, again, it's very possible. Maybe he's talking about a kidney bean. And we get kidney beans, they're hard. But maybe if they would pick the kidney beans, within the first 3 months, I have no idea. Right? Maybe it's still soft. And you wait 6 months, it's already a hard bean. Right?
And there are some soft
beans. So I don't know. And again,
we grew beans once.
What?
We grew beans. LA grew bean plant.
Okay.
And it was never soft.
Again, I don't know. Because what he's talking about are beans that you go ahead and you let sit longer. If you ate them earlier, you could eat them. But you typically want them to sit longer. And therefore, if you eat them raw, because they need to be cooked at that point, if you eat them raw, it's a shahakal. The beans that are meant to be eaten cooked. Right? A kidney bean. If for some reason a kidney bean could be eaten after 1 month in the ground, right, you're still gonna make a shahakal on it.
I never saw hard green beans either. I'm saying I picked green beans before, and they never got hard either.
I know they're all part of kidneys. So whenever I read about kidneys, I'm thinking of beans. So can I see a lima bean being soft? I can see garbanzo bean, chickpea, right? That's a garbanzo bean, right? So I can see some of those possibly being soft in the early stages. Okay. Again, you have to know your bean. Vim bishlam, but if you cook it, bari priadam, like any other food that needs to be cooked and is eaten cooked. So then the bracha is bari priadam when it's cooked. Prima gada mefakmer al dvarav, b'chendas har b'achorim de'en l'chab and kitnios l'kitnios, uli olam b'varach and kishem retum bari priadam. If you eat, even if it's not the b'chem minag olam, he said, even though that's not the typical way of eating that particular bean, but a bean is a bean, which is interesting. He's lumping all beans together, right, or all kidneys together, and therefore, if they're edible raw, then you make a bari pri hadama. If they're not edible raw, then you have to be cooked, then you make a bari pri hadama when they're cooked. B'chein minag olam amnam. L'inyan ha-sharvitin, the stalks, the pods. Yesh deyes ben achram kishe'ochen levadim blo ha-kidneyos, yivarachin bari pri hadama o-shakol. Right, so let's say you're just eating the pea pie and take all the peas out of it, right? So the ikar is the peas. See, that's why he has this question here. The ikar is the peas. The question is, what about the holder? Is the holder, do we drop it down, or is it also an edible item? Right? So, make it eat them with the peas, or at least with one pea. make a bar pri adama v'lei barachot al sharvitin mir shalach sharvitin levad yivarach shahakol. So it does come out that it will be a shahakol if you eat, you know, the pod separately. Again, I don't know how many type beans have that.
Is this a sugar snappy?
What would you?
Sukkar arvis shaitin.
Where are you looking? Shaitin. Which one?
What number?
In Ches.
Ches.
He says that the shavat of a sugar snappy.
He says, right. He says, I am shavat filu bit sukkar arvis shaitin. Which he says is a tarmel shakitnis metuka. Okay? He says, right, you would make a shahakal. Okay?
The tarmel is a kiss.
Yes, yeah. It's a sharp, that's a pod.
Right.
Let me sugar snippets. It
could be. They taste sweet?
I don't know, they're cold though, and then they taste so sweet. That's okay. Cold though.
A little sweet.
Okay. Let's go right, back to.
There's Nana.
What?
There's Nana.
He hasn't been on the whole night.
So. Might as well.
Huh?
Recorded, right?
Yeah, it's recorded. Right, we're supposed to learn 10 till Mincha, but Mincha, he didn't get on. So, okay. 220. Pasha Ipsha. I am Mishnah Brura. Bedas, and now we're going back to the mildewy bread. Bedad, the Mavur Barabam, the call Elush, Brachos, and Shakal, Bracha, Chronos, Lamboy, and the Foshas, Rabos. Right, the same would be true for the bread, and again, that's why, you know, let's say with when you have a machlokas, let's say with granola bars, is it an adama, is it a shahakol, is it mizonos, whatever. It's not going to be a shahakol, but you know, whenever you have a shahakol product, because all these cases that we had, the bracha chrona would be a Bar Nefashos. So a person says, look, I don't want to bench, so I'm going to make my sandwich with spoiled bread, right? So you don't have to bench, right? You're better off going into whatever, the health food store, and buying the
rice bread.
And buying the shahakol bread. That's the chathchila shahakol bread. If you don't want to, bench, probably tastes better than mildewy bread, but some will tell you maybe not. Okay, how can you be positive benching? You're eating bread. So for the bracha rishona, okay, it's the rabbanon. We have different rules. Right, you went ahead and you ate and you were satisfied from mildewy bread. Right? How do you get out of benching? Right? You could eat it. Right? You know, if you eat mildewy bread on Yom Kippur, you are going to be chayiv. You have to eat dirt. You have to eat, inedible food. Right? So it is considered an achila. Right? Right? So he says, Medam Rasham, if you eat, right, that's, we'll see, it's Dovi's question, what it luv gefonim. So it's pretty much the Sahara palm branches. Right? Mistama, it's not something that people typically ate, not back then. Right, it is considered achila, you make a regular bracham. Right, it's not chashiv, so he drops a notch. But you should be potter from benching. So maybe since it's mildewy bread, you mistama are not eating a lot of it, right? So okay, that's one possibility. But if you put yourself in a daraisa situation, since you could eat it. But the fact you made a shahakol doesn't make a difference. Right, meaning that's right. It should be a good riot. Right, on, let's say we talk about our pizza case. Let's say you hold two slices of pizza, hamotzi, and you made a mizonos on one slice, is all you planned on eating, and you decide you want another slice, right? Again, one slice still doesn't require hamotzi. You need two slices for hamotzi. So you continue eating, right? You don't make a hamotzi now, but you do, you, now that you ate two slices, you have to bench. Even though your bracha rishona was a bar mina mizonos, right? L'chatchili, you have to bench. So here, your bracha rishona was shahakol, so what, right? But you have to bench, right? So he leaves it as a sarachian lemaisa, right? Okay, it's a good sarachian, right? You know, it's unfortunate. I don't know if we can extrapolate from mildewy bread to other possible bread that can get dropped down to a shahakol, but okay.
What kind of bread do we know of that drops down to
shahakol? What?
There's one that has a where it gets all, you know.
Mold,
I'm saying. No, disintegrated into the water.
Oh, the case, mushy, okay.
The mushy stuff.
Right.
In that case, I never saw that in action.
That goes down to a mizonos.
Yeah.
Right. Boiled bread is a mizonos.
It doesn't go down.
No, but it comes like, let's say, beyond boiled. It's like, it's literally like
a liquid.
It's like a mush. It's like a, right. Like a mush. It's like a thing floating, you know, like.
Okay, I'm assuming it's still a mizonos, but okay.
That's
still liquid probably.
And you throw it in your soup.
Like, that's still liquid
probably. If they're smaller than a kazayas,
yeah, they'll try to be
and you boil them.
The soup has to be boiled.
Right, it has to be boiled. Then it could turn into a mizonos. Okay, let's just do a few more of these. Right? And again, the punchline, you know, spoiler alert, make a shahakal on all these things here. You know, we're not going to get to the last line. Yeah, luluve gefanim, right? So he says in Mishabur Yud, luluve gefanim, gamazet tamakim bakare. Again, there are branches that come out of the tree.
And this is like the leaves of a grape. The smarim eat it.
No, that's not this.
Oh, this?
Right. They eat grape leaves. This is against the, like, a lula branch, right? The lula branch, right, eventually turns into a solid stick, but in its early stages it's not so hard. I guess you could eat it.
It says gefunim.
Grape.
Right.
Gefunim is a vine?
Grape
is a vine.
Yeah, but the vine gets, right, you can't eat a vine.
So this is like the early stage of the vine, like when it's like the green thing when it's wrapping around?
Could be. Could be.
New green, you saw a fresh shoot?
It grows like a regular bean.
I know, but you ever saw a fresh shoot?
Yeah, like within the first year.
I don't remember that. I mean, there's all going along the place.
in the middle of your apartment. There's stuff growing out of the walls.
His cousin had it like growing on their, like, you know, porch thing, you know, all around the place.
Okay.
It just grows and grows. Yeah. You can't control it because it just grows and grows and grows.
Yeah,
we'll go check out Shmuel's
yard. But you probably brought the house with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We want to know the guy who planted it.
No, it's still growing. It's still growing bigger.
It's still growing every year.
No, I cut it down.
Do you see shoots coming out of it?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried one?
Curly.
Have you ever tried one?
Grapes.
No, I never eat those shoots. No,
they're like
green.
Green
in the shoots.
Well, the luluve gefanim is to eat the shoots.
No one eats the shoots because you
want
to have the grapes.
Because you want the grapes. Okay, if you do bring them in, it's shahakol.
They're little twirly things.
Okay, let's just do two more. V'al shikedim misukim sholchan osom kishem rakin beklipehen. Right, you have sweet almonds that you eat while they're still soft in their shell. And he says, v'shikedim mar mayin levels in reish beisiv hey. Right, so we said over there, right, that's, right, would be a problem, right? And then we say, kishem, actually, what time is it? Okay. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, let's do your base. Kashim Rakim, Bikli Payim. We have to come along, Leobus and Rage Base, Base, Bishari, Kali Lonas, and Mishotzu, Shum, Pri, Choshev, Teka, Pri. We said, except for grapes, anything that grows on a tree, even if it's not in its final form, it's still considered a fruit. Shiny Hussam, Duhu, Nana, Megufa, Pri. You're eating the fruit. Shinotanus, Machmoso, which is what you planted. Avalacha, Bishkedim, Misukim, Bekatnusim, Inanimina, Pri, Rakim, Klipa, Chitona. Really, what you're eating is the outer shell, which is not the ikar fruit. You're not planting it for the shell. You want it to grow. So again, that's also eating it at that stage is also considered a shahakal. Okay. To be continued tomorrow.